Yo-ho! It's coming this way, a swift ocean current carrying a raft of special treasures for listeners today and every week. It's the Land of the Lost, brought to you by Bosco. Yes, Bosco Milk Amplifier, the luscious chocolate-flavored syrup that makes milk taste wonderful. Yes, milk is the best food drink in the world, and Bosco makes it even better. Adds extra iron for extra energy to go on, extra vitamin D to grow on. Wonderful desserts. The whole family will go for B-O-S-C-O. Bosco. And now the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. A kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea mysteriously, shining with ripples that glimmer and gleam.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Have you heard about that wondrous deep sea kingdom, the Land of the Lost? The place where all the things that disappear from Earth find their way? My brother Billy and I first found out about it when we saved the life of a talking fish named Red Lantern. He's the guiding light of the kingdom, and he took us adventuring where no Earth people had ever been before. You see, Red Lantern gave us magic seaweed so we could breathe underwater. And every week, the three of us would travel down together on a swift ocean current. And let us off at the very bottom of the sea. Today, as we enter through the magic curtain,
oh, my gracious! Look at the decorations! All the waterways are hung with banners and bunting.
Oh, darling, and what is it? Neptune's birthday or something?
Fan my fins! Didn't I tell you? Today's the annual meeting of the AGAFSS.
How's that again?
A-G-A-F-S-S. Annual Grand Aqua Assembly of the Fish Roys from the Seven Seas.
Golly.
You know what a fish roy is, don't you, Billy?
Well, is it something like a viceroy, Red Lantern?
Now you're splashing, Isabel. A person with royal authority. You see, once a year, King Findall holds a council, and each of the sovereign oceans sends a representative.
Oh, Red Lantern, will we get to see them?
Well, possibly.
Calling Red Lantern.
Oh,
there's King Findall's voice now.
Calling Red Lantern.
Coming from everywhere and nowhere all at once.
Yes, Your Majesty?
My conference with the fish boys has just been interrupted by an SOS.
I beg your pardon, sir?
It seems that for the past several days, our coast office has been flooded with a tidal wave of letters from up on Earth.
My gillrakers. Letters from Earth.
Such a deluge of them that the Coastmaster has declared a state of sea emergency and appealed for help. Please look into the situation at once, Red Lantern, and take the proper measures. That is all.
Jiminy, Red Lantern, who could all the letters be coming from?
Dumb flounder if I know, Billy. But we'll streak over right now and see for ourselves.
Hurry, Isabella, we'll get left behind.
I am hurrying.
Letters from Earth. That's a new one. Never any telling what you landlubbers will do next.
Hey, look! There goes a big bunch of flying fish with the airmail.
And here come more of them.
Great Atlantic and Pacific. They've got the night and day shifts both on at once. And just cast your optics on those mailbags they're dumping outside the post office.
Why, the snail men can't get it all through the door.
Oh, here comes the king's phonographer, Miss Spotty. She sure is foaming at the prow.
Red Lantern! Red Lantern! Oh, thank goodness you're here at last.
Well, what in the name of all that floats is going on here, Miss Spotty?
Oh, my polka dots, can't you see?
Well, of course, but how do you account for it?
Account for it? Well, there's only one way to account for it.
What's that?
The news has got back to Earth about Isabel and Billy coming down here to the Land of the Lost and finding Isabel's doll and Billy's wooden soldier.
Now, practically all the boys and girls are writing in to ask whether they can't get back the things they've lost.
Uh-oh.
Just come inside and look around. You see, the coast office is a madhouse. The snail men are threatening to go on strike.
And we snail men don't mean maybe. Listen here, Red Lantern.
The snail man's duties used to be a cinch.
The mail was so easy to haul.
No one cared if we took a minute to an inch.
And we went through life at a crawl.
But times have changed, ah, yes. And our backs are bowed with woe.
For the kids upstairs have discovered this address.
And they're all mailing letters below, below, below.
Not all, Red Lantern.
Not all?
I'm afraid Mr. Seal, the Coastmaster, is becoming unbalanced.
What?
He just sways back and forth there on the ledge and sings to himself. Just hear him.
In days of yore, I used to sit and snore, but now I'm the one who works.
He works!
The coast office staff has all its flippers full, and I've had to hire 20 extra clerks. But the letters still pour in, and there's no place left to put the overflow. If this keeps up, we'll have to raise the roof, for there's no more room down below, below, below.
There's no room left down below, below.
Now pull yourself together, Coastmaster, and all you denizens. We've simply got to keep our fins up. Now, Miss Foddy, are most of these letters simply addressed to the Land of the Lost?
Not all. About half are directed to King Findar, and there are a million or so for you, Red Lantern.
Oh, bless my scales.
Hey, here's one with your name on it, Isabel.
For mercy's sake, let me read it.
Quiet, please.
Dear Isabel, have you seen my doll, Mary Jane, in the Land of Lost Toys? If she is there, please, please ask King Findall to let me have her back. I'm so lonesome without her. Oh, dear. I know just how she feels.
But, Isabel, you aren't allowed to take your doll back, and I can't take my wooden soldier either.
Oh, why can't they understand?
Now, Miss Foddy, it's only natural for kids to want their lost things back. But rules are rules.
Well, what are we going to do, Red Lantern? Why, Earth children are riding in from Texas to Timbuktu.
Which makes it far too big a problem for you and me to handle alone, Miss Buddy. This is a matter for the Grand Aquassembly, and I propose to wade right into it while the Fitzroys are still in session. Billy.
Yes, Red Lantern?
You and Isabel gather up a batch of letters and bring them along with you.
Yes, Red Lantern.
Miss Foddy, I suggest you go and round up some of the prominent citizens of Toyland in case they're needed to give evidence.
Right you are, Red Lantern. Now we're getting some action.
Come on, tadpoles, to the palace. And mind your P's and Q's. We're about to take a dip with a diplomat.
Guard, attention! Present bins.
Gee willikins, Red Lantern. The palace is specially dressed up today. And look at the guards.
Oh, we put on the dogfish for these state occasions, Billy.
Red Lantern, will we see King Findall at last?
I'm afraid not, Tadpoles. No matter how close he is, he's still invisible.
Oh, Treadwater. Who goes there?
It's all right, sir. We have urgent business to put before His Majesty. Are the Fishroys all present?
Oh, it's coming. Couple of them couldn't make it. Like that talkative old dame that kept kicking about the heat last year.
Oh, you mean Auntie Arctic from the South Pole?
Yeah, that's her. Don't know which did the most chattering, her or her teeth.
That will do now. Get a wriggle on and announce us, will you?
Okay, sir. This way. The guiding light to the land of the lost. Red Lantern.
Enter, Red Lantern.
Listen, that was King Findall.
Gosh, Isabel, the Fishroys are an important-looking bunch, all right.
Your Excellencies, I beg leave to present Isabel and Billy.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Enchanted.
Right. Which is which, Red Lantern?
Well, the iridescent ladyfish is Princess Findu from the Indian Ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's old Dean Freeze of the Arctic and Cap Cod from the North Atlantic.
What brings you before the Aqua Assembly, Red Lantern?
A matter of utmost importance, Your Majesty. It concerns...
The Fishroy from the South Atlantic, El Señor Tropicano.
Late as usual, always behind tide.
Your Majesty and Excellencies, a thousand pardons.
Well, what happened, Heatwave? Did you slip on a manana?
Order. Dean Freeze, please submerge yourself. Red Lantern has the ocean floor. Proceed, Red Lantern.
Well, to put the whole thing in a clamshell, Your Majesty, our coast office is being inundated by an avalanche of letters from Earth children who have lost their favorite toys and want to know whether there is any possible way of getting them back.
Ridiculous. If a thing's lost, you can't get it back. Otherwise, it wouldn't be lost. QED.
Ah, but Dean Freeze, children do not always recognize such cold logic.
Yes, I quite agree.
Hindu is right.
Now, keep cool. Hasn't it always been a basic law here that no lost object may ever be taken out of the kingdom?
Maybe so.
Quite correct, Dean Freeze. And it's always been very easy to keep that law, because people didn't suspect such a place as the Land of the Lost existed. But now that all these children are writing to ask about their lost toys, well, it seems only fair to give them some sort of explanation.
That's right, my cracky.
Red Lantern, do they give any reasons for thinking they're entitled to the return of said toy?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Billy.
Yes, Red Lantern?
Suppose you read out loud that letter on top there. The one from the 12-year-old boy.
Yes, sir. Well, his name is Roger, and he says, "Dear King Findall, am writing you about my catcher's mitt. It took me an awful long time to save money to buy it, and then it got lost when we moved.
Oh, what a pity.
If you could just let me have that mitt back, King Findall, I'd be glad to do you a favor sometime. That's all."
Well, now, that's real tough on the little feller. I say you ought to get it back.
See, it is too bad.
Hold on.
Yes, Capricorn?
It's one thing to say this young snipper should have his catcher's mitt back, but he's only one of a thousand. How can we go into the history of all of them?
Caramba. This is the most difficult problem.
Why? It's as plain as the North Star. There's already a law in force here about lost property.
But we have never heard the children's side of the case before, Dean Freeze.
Goodness, what's that?
That must be Auntie Arctic, our seventh Fishroy. She's been listening from the South Pole by shortwave. Will you turn the switch, Red Lantern?
Certainly, Your Majesty. Come in, Auntie Arctic. We're listening. Come in, Auntie Arctic.
Oh, can you hear me up there?
Yes, Auntie.
Ask her how her chilblains are.
That's the news from you, North Atlantic. At least I'm not in a fog the way you are half the time.
You've heard what we've been saying, Auntie Arctic. Did you have a suggestion to make?
Yes, indeed. I think we ought to consult the Toys themselves before we go any further. How do we know whether they would be willing to return to their old owners?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's what I call fair good sense.
Very well. I shall ask Miss Spotty to...
Excuse me, Your Majesty, but I anticipated this suggestion. Some of the toys are probably waiting outside at this very moment.
Splendid! Show them in, Red Lantern.
A delegation from Toyland. Oh, boy, I wonder if we know any of them.
Shh, Billy, quiet. Here they come.
Well, I bet you Pollywogs are just as eager as Isabel and Billy to know what that delegation from Toyland is going to say. Do you suppose they'll want to go back to Earth? Boy, what a day that would be if all the lost toys in the world came marching back to the boys and girls they once belonged to. Well, we'll find out soon. But while we're waiting, how about you kids streaking out to the kitchen to check up on Mother's supply of Bosco? Lunchtime is almost here, and what could be better than a big glass of luscious chocolate-flavored Bosco and milk to drink along with it? Or make yours a cup of hot Bosco and milk with a marshmallow topping. Just a quick trick to fix. Measure out a teaspoon or two of thick, chocolatey syrup from the Bosco jar, blend it in with the milk, and that's all. It's wonderful the way Bosco turns milk into a chocolate-flavored special, and in the flip of a fin. And say, Mother will be glad because it's no trouble at all to her. She'd be glad, too, because Bosco and milk helps keep you fin and dandy, as Red Lantern would say, for school and sports. You'll get extra energy from Bosco, extra iron and vitamin D. And don't forget, Bosco Milk Amplifier is just as swell for chocolate-flavored desserts as it is for chocolatey milk drinks. Now, back to the land of the lost, where the Fishroys are assembled in the council chamber. Red Lantern is just opening the door to admit a delegation of lost toys headed by the Toyland Marines.
Delegates.
Oh, I never expected to set foot in here. Billy, look, it's Henrietta.
Yep, Isabel, your lost doll.
Hi there, Billy.
With Billy's wooden soldier, Captain Fine.
And Tumble the Clown from the Toyland Circus.
Your Excellencies, I'm sure these three toys will be glad to answer any questions you may care to ask.
What's your name, soldier?
Captain Fine of the Toyland Marines, sir.
And what's your previous record?
Well, sir, up until about a year ago, I belonged to Billy over there.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, how'd you like to go back to Earth with him?
What's that? Go back?
That's what I said.
Well,
speak up, Fine. The plain truth, no varnish.
You won't be hurting my feelings, Captain.
Okay. Fact is, you see, I've gotten used to things down here now. You know how it is.
But you would soon be at home again if you returned to the Earth.
Maybe so, ma'am, but...
Come now. What's the real reason, soldier?
Well, it's a little matter of ambition.
Ambition?
Yeah. You see, I was only a sergeant when I came down here, and since then I've moved up to the rank of captain.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If I went back, there'd never be a chance to get promoted again, and... that would be kind of too bad.
Well, I can't blame the fella for that. What about the young lady here?
Who, me?
Si, senorita.
Santa Barracuda, what a beautiful doll.
Well, of course, Isabel was a lovely mother. I miss her terribly.
And I miss you.
Oh, you belong to this little earth girl?
Yes, she did, Princess Bindu. Henrietta was my favorite doll. But I want her to be happy.
Oh, I knew you'd understand, Isabel. I'm afraid it would interfere with my plans.
But why, Senorita?
Because Captain Pine and I are going to be married and have a dollhouse of our own.
Ah, Sissy.
Why, Henrietta, I just couldn't leave him.
Well, what do you know?
Magnifico! Romance!
Romance! We don't bother with that in the frigid zone.
Now, let's not drift away from the subject, Gentlefish. We have one more witness who's been with us for many years. Tumble the Clown from the Toyland Circus.
All right, how about it, old fella? You want to stay here, too?
Well, I think most of us feel the same way, sir. We're part of the place now.
Yes! It's like this.
Our life on earth was happy, bright, and gay. But that seems long ago and far away. We've grown to love it here beneath the sea. We all belong to one big family.
I've got my regiment, my own command.
I'm in a great big circus with a band.
And all my days of loneliness are past. I've got my darling Captain Pine at last.
I hope.
It's muy simpático, no?
But what about all the children who are begging to have their lost things restored to them?
See, like the boy with the catcher's mitt.
There's Auntie Arctic again. Yes, Auntie Arctic?
Oh, you've got two Earth children right there. How do they feel about it?
Oh, dear, I...
Don't it feel? There's an ice bed cracking up right outside my window.
Well... Billy and I are lucky, Auntie Arctic. Well, because we've seen for ourselves how happy the toys and the other lost things are down here. I think if the boys and girls up on Earth could only understand, they might not feel so badly.
Shiver me timbers, right back where we started from.
Well, we've heard all sides of the question. I move we take a quick vote on what to do.
Second the ocean.
Then all except the fish boys will kindly leave the council room.
Well, come on, toys and tadpoles. That means us.
Golly, Red Lantern. What do you suppose they will decide?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Billy. I'm on tenderhooks myself.
What about us?
How's that, Captain?
Why, this may turn all Toyland topsy-turvy.
Yes, and what will happen to all the new toys upstairs if they decide to send us back up there?
How do you mean, Tumble?
Why, millions of new toys are made every year, Isabel. But many of them will never find a home if all of us lost toys are restored to our owners. They'll be left on the shelf, lonely and unwanted.
Gosh, I never thought of that.
Listen!
Sounds as if they're breaking up in there.
I believe you're right, Billy. Here they come.
Our meeting's finally over. Our visit here is through. The Brotherhood of Fishwife bids you all a fond adieu. As once again we scatter to north and south and west, we hope throughout the coming year you'll all be on the quest.
We have determined the question of the toys.
Now you can answer all of the girls and boys.
The settlement is final, by our terms you must abide. And now you're whole, we've got to go. It's time to catch the tide.
that lantern.
Yes, King Findall?
I have disappointing news, I'm afraid.
Oh, gee.
Well, listening, Your Majesty.
After due deliberation, the fishwives from the Seven Seas have declared that the return of any object whatever from the land of the lost is unconstitutional and must so remain. The Aquassembly has pointed out that the loss of toys up on Earth is a matter for Earth people to deal with. That is all.
Earth people?
Earth people?
Earth people?
Earth people?
Yes, Earth people. And that's where we come in. We've solved the problem, and this is how. Of course, we can't return to you boys and girls the actual toys you've lost. King Findall has forbidden it. But here's what we are going to do. And listen closely, every one of you polywogs. Each week, the seven boys and girls who write the most interesting and unusual letters to the land of the lost, telling why they want a lost toy or some other treasure returned, will receive a brand new one as much like the original as possible.
You mean no matter what you've lost, you have a chance of getting it back? Suppose it's a jackknife or a fountain pen.
No matter what it is, write and tell us all about it and why you want it back. That's easy, isn't it?
Easy. It's wonderful. It's out of this world. But say, when will we know who the winners are?
Just 2 weeks from today, right here on this program, we're going to start what we call Lucky Seven Time. And that's when you'll hear the names of the seven boys and seven girls who, in the opinion of our judges, have sent in the most interesting letters about treasures they've lost and want returned.
Boy, I'll say that's Lucky Seven Time. You actually mean you don't have to send anything but a letter?
That's all. Just a simple letter in your own words describing what you've lost and what it meant to you. We'll try to locate it in the land of the lost and send you the nearest thing to it, no matter what it is, whether it's a doll, an umbrella, or a baseball. Just send your letter or postcards to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. I'll repeat the address in a minute, so be sure you have a pencil ready.
Well, that sounds like magic if I ever heard it, getting a wonderful new gift to replace something you've lost. And say, boys and girls, here's more magic for you, real Bosco magic that turns a glass of milk into a treat that tops your soda fountain favorite. Yes, sir, you really go for luscious chocolate-flavored Bosco and milk. And just think, all the time you're loving every drop of that delicious chocolatey drink, it's doing you good. All that extra energy in Bosco, that extra iron and vitamin D, will keep you riding the crest. And that's not all. Tell Mother there's never a dull dessert with Bosco in the house. Just spoon some Bosco straight out of the jar, and you've got a scrumptious sauce for cake or ice cream. So, you want to be sure Mother always has Bosco Milk Amplifier handy. If that last jar is used up, better hop the next sea current and hustle over to the store. You won't have to shell out much because Bosco's economical. It's extra rich, so it goes farther. Makes more swell chocolate-flavored treats. So, Bosco to you, boys and girls.
And don't forget to write to us about the things you've lost. For any one of you polywogs listening now may be hearing your name read out as a winner. Just think of that. Your name read out as a winner just 2 weeks from today. In case of a tie, duplicate awards will be given. So, get those letters off right now.
Yes, send your postcard or letter and address it to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
Have you got that? Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. And be with us next week. You'll want to be in on Isabel and Billy's St. Patrick's Day adventure when they find out what a leprechaun is. Do you know what a leprechaun is? And they'll meet that amazing female spook, Bridget the Banshee.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background by John Winters. And this is your announcer, Stuart Metz. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.